The Columbus Blue Jackets fell just short of history last night. A loss to Washington ends their winning streak at 16 games, just one shy of tying the NHL record. Here with us now is Aaron Portsline from the Columbus Dispatch. Good to have you back, Aaron.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So 16 straight wins, then a 5-0 loss against Washington last night. That would seem to put the loss at least largely on the shoulders of goalie Sergei Bobrovsky, who played really well during the 16 straight wins. What happened last night?
Yeah, well, Washington was fired up for this game. This is a big, very veteran team that has lots of experience in big games. Obviously, it was in their building. This looked like a monumental test, frankly, and it should be. If you're going for history, you should have to get through everything that the league can throw at you. Washington's a really good team. I think when it got to 3-0, and Columbus had a couple of opportunities to pull within 2-1 there early in the second period, when those opportunities passed and then Washington made it 3-0, you could just feel the balloon deflate a little bit. And then I think Columbus got away from the game. You knew the streak was going to end. It ended with a thud onward. Second longest streak in NHL history. Mm-hmm. Pretty amazing.
Some people were calling this one of the most inexplicable runs in sports history. That might be a little hyperbole, but it gets at the point that maybe they were overachieving a lot. Do you still think the Blue Jackets are really good? Are they the best team in the NHL, maybe among the best, or where would you rank them right now?
Yeah, well, I think they've played their way into the conversation as one of the better teams in the league right now. We're still not halfway through the season for Columbus, so it's a little bit hard to say. They've not accomplished anything of long-standing meaning, nothing playoff-wise, nothing substantial, certainly. The streak it's unbelievable, really, that a team like this comes out of nowhere for the streak. This is the team that started the season, last season, with 8 consecutive losses, an NHL record for futility. And then 1 year later, the second longest winning streak in the history of a 100-year-old league. That's hard to get your arms around. The one thing we've learned, this is a really good hockey team. I think the second half of the season in Columbus is going to be fascinating. And now the standard is raised, I believe, for what happens in the postseason.
Head coach John Tortorella was asked last night what he told the players after the loss. In true Tortorella fashion, he told the reporter that was none of their business, but that he was still proud of the team. He has been he's been very complimentary of the team, which is kind of against his character sometimes. He's viewed as a hard-nosed, really tough guy.
Yeah, well, the conversation specifically with Sergei Bobrovsky that he said he wouldn't pass along. And then in true Tortorella fashion, and if you pick through words, he essentially then did say what he told Bobrovsky. I'm proud of him. He has carried this team on his back, especially recently. He went before the team after the last night's game. He doesn't typically do this after games. Only the second time this season, 37 games we're talking, where he's been in the dressing room to address the players after a game. And the message was, I'm proud of you guys. That's a hell of a run. You're a heck of a hockey team. Take tomorrow off and let's get back at it. Let's play really good hockey and see where it takes us the rest of the way. That's stepping out of the norm for John Tortorella, and I think the players really appreciated it.
Aaron Portsline covers the Columbus Blue Jackets for the Columbus Dispatch. We've been talking about the Jackets' loss last night. That's their first loss in 17 games. They ended up just one victory shy of tying the NHL record. Aaron, thanks again.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks, Steve.